This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
New booster shot plan.
The third dose 8 months after being fully vaccinated.
President defends Afghanistan pullout.
I stand squarely behind my decision.
Anger and anguish from military vets.
We gave so much and just like that is wiped out.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Sources tell CBS News the White House is expected to recommend COVID vaccine booster shots for all people who got one of the two-dose vaccines, Pfizer or Moderna. They'd come 8 months after the second dose and could start as soon as next month if approved by the FDA. Boosters have already been recommended for people with weakened immune systems. In Kansas City, Ellie Moxley's doctor suggested she get one.
I'm taking my cues from the health professionals that I work with to manage my Crohn's disease, and they're telling me to get the booster. I'm going to get the booster.
CBS's David Begnaud reports from one of the states struggling with a sharp rise in COVID hospitalizations.
Louisiana is drowning in its fourth COVID wave. Overflowing ICUs at Ochsner Hospital in New Orleans have forced more than 100 doctors to pivot from their normal jobs, including cancer surgeon Brian Moore.
A number of us have worked as nurses' aides to help them just do basic stuff.
Just in the last month, average daily cases in Louisiana have grown nearly eightfold. Dr. Chuck Burnell is the chief medical officer for Acadian Ambulance.
How close are we to medics refusing to transport patients because there are no hospital beds left?
We're days away from that happening right now.
Now to Afghanistan, where the Taliban has tightened its new grip on power, at the same time calling for women to join a new government. CBS's Roxana Sabiri is in Kabul.
This man is hiding from the Taliban. For his safety, we'll call him Ahmad.
None that I know has slept. We're waiting, you know, in fear that they will come soon.
What do you think they would do to you if they found you or your family?
If they take us, the imminent is, you know, death.
As a senior aide to a high-ranking official with a now former Afghan government, he says since the Taliban captured Kabul on Sunday, they've already kidnapped two of his colleagues. Today, a Taliban official promised an amnesty for all Afghans, implying the group won't target people like Ahmad. You don't believe them?
None of us believe them, no.
President Biden says the scenes playing out in Afghanistan are gut-wrenching, but he stands by the decision to withdraw American troops.
This did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country.
Many Republicans, like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, say the pullout was a bad idea.
We're less safe as a nation. The likelihood of an attack coming from Afghanistan now is through the roof.
As we hear from Pentagon correspondent David Martin, many veterans of the war wonder if their sacrifices were in vain.
Juan Dominguez was a Marine Lance Corporal in 2010, sent into the Taliban heartland of Helmand Province, where his battalion lost 25 men killed. He lost both legs and an arm, but incredibly has fashioned a new life as a drummer. His thoughts are with the Afghans who helped the Marines and are now at the mercy of the Taliban.
We have seemingly turned our backs on them and just pray for them, because our government didn't help them get that safe passage out.
It's a disgrace to this country to depart like this.
Retired Army Colonel Dave Brostrom lost his son Jonathan at the Battle of Wannat in 2008.
This is very disheartening.
I hate to ask this question. Does it feel to you like your son died for nothing?
You know, my son died trying to protect his fellow soldiers. But for the ultimate cause of stabilizing the country and establishing a good government, yes, it was a sacrifice that was for naught.
Now to Haiti. The death toll tops 1,400 now from last weekend's earthquake. And now rain from a tropical depression has forced people out of makeshift camps. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
In the hard-hit town of Lakai, white tents serve as makeshift triage units for some of those injured in the wreckage. The agony of those being treated is painted on their faces. The small hospitals there can barely take in more patients. For those suffering the most serious injuries, a trip to bigger hospitals like Hôpital d'Adventiste d'Haïti in Port-au-Prince is necessary. Medical director Scott Nelson has been working here since 2010's earthquake.
We have many people that are in the emergency room on the floor and outside for lack of more space.
Tropical storm Fred crashed into the Florida panhandle, bringing heavy rain and knocking out power. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says it's now weakened to a depression.
In its path, anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of rain. So that means as it moves north, it's going to likely produce a lot of flooding in its path, and flood watches extend through Atlanta all the way up through the Appalachians.
And tropical storm Henri has formed southeast of Bermuda. In the West, CBS's Ben Tracy tells us a drought made worse by climate change has had historic consequences.
The nation's largest reservoir, Lake Mead, has dropped to such a critically low level, the federal government has now declared a Tier 1 shortage on the lower Colorado River for the first time in history. This triggers automatic cuts to the water supply to Nevada and Arizona starting in 2022. Arizona farmers will be hit hardest. Some are preparing to lose up to 25% of their water supply.
The Las Vegas Raiders and New Orleans Saints, first teams in the NFL to require all fans attending home games to show proof of COVID vaccination. The Raiders will offer shots on site for the unvaccinated. In New Orleans, a negative COVID test and a mask will suffice. The Atlanta Falcons are the first team to report all of its players in camp have gotten their shots. There's a new civil lawsuit against 80-year-old singer Bob Dylan.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
It's from an unnamed woman who says she was sexually abused by him in 1965 when she was 12 years old. A spokesman for Dylan says the allegations are false and will be vigorously defended. With kids returning to school, much of the attention has been on masks indoors. But there are transportation issues, too.
Ken Savage is the interim superintendent for Lee County Schools in Southwest Florida. And with schools starting up, he's got a big, big problem.
I'll keep saying it till the cows come home. We need more drivers.
Savage says the district is about 150 school bus drivers short. District spokesman Rob Spicker says if they don't get more drivers soon,
we are going to have buses that are late or buses that are, you know, delayed for a significant amount of time.
Nationwide, one trade journal reports 80% of the districts it surveyed say they're coming up short. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Avanti Frozen Foods is recalling some of its frozen shrimp products for possible salmonella contamination. The FDA says 9 known illnesses have been reported. The shrimp is sold under a variety of brand names at retailers that include Whole Foods, Meijer, and Hannaford. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.